So we also asked them about whether or not they generally order a multiplex genomic assay in patients with metastatic colorectal cancer, and almost all of them do, and about half of them do it at first diagnosis, as you were discussing, Johanna. So we asked them before about their whole experience. Now we said, okay, last patient that you sent a multiplex assay who had metastatic colorectal cancer, and were the findings useful? And amazingly, in half the cases, they say yes. Now, maybe this is upfront and they got BRAF or something. It's maybe not this needle in the haystack thing. But when you look at what the findings are, you see a couple MSI, HER2, et cetera. But again, the RAS status is also something, which, you know, I guess that's really more kind of upfront therapy. So did the patient respond? So these were in that subset of patients, and when they had a treatment that was determined, so they would have been in those half of the doctors, most of the time they responded to treatment. Now again, this is not like doing a formal clinical research trial, it's just a snapshot, but the good thing about this is it's kind of fresh. We asked them about the last patient who had a liquid assay with colorectal cancer. A lot fewer of those were helpful in these patients, and a lot fewer experienced response. So this is another sort of last patient thing we do that is always interesting. The last patient in your practice who died of metastatic colorectal cancer, median age of 65, median duration from diagnosis of metastatic disease to death, 24 months. Of course, it's a little bit skewed because they died, so it's not necessarily a typical patient. But the question we want to know was, in that patient, did they get multiplex genomic assay? And most of them did. Looks like it's almost about two-thirds of them did have a multiplex assay. So kind of a statement in terms of what's going on in clinical practice. And we also asked, okay, well, in this patient who died in your practice, again, somewhat skewed, were the findings of the multiplex assay helpful? And in 12 of them, they were. So not the majority, but kind of surprising. The patient died either way. A bunch of those patients, again, from the point of view of the doc, responded to treatment. So before we start going through the data, any thoughts, Johanna, about the picture this paints of management of metastatic colorectal cancer in a general medical oncology setting?
Well, it's funny because even though the numbers are still not 100% or 90% towards more upfront testing to help guide clinical decisions, they're certainly better than they used to be. So I was actually rose-colored glasses, really
surprised.
Happy to see that. Yeah.
Upfront.
Yeah. Yeah. And the number of physicians that are looking at HER2 testing and thinking across the spectrum of relevant clinical findings that they might find from the testing, I was very impressed with the survey results that they are testing and they are looking for the appropriate things and they are potentially trying to treat based on them.